What's up, Missions fans? I'm Brian Yanselson here with Jake Higginbotham, Missions reliever. Jake, yesterday, six up, six down. What was working for you?
Yeah, we put together a game plan knowing that there is a lot of lefties in the lineup, that we were going to throw a lot of sliders to left-handers, and then Walcott came up to the dish, dangerous hitter, runner on second base, just tried to stay away from the fastball and give him splitters and let him get himself out, and the plan worked out. We executed some pitches and was glad to help the team be able to get a win.
What do you think has made you so dominant against lefties this year? Because you're holding them to barely anything offensively.
Yeah, I feel like in my career I've had a lot of success against left-handers, but I think executing the fastball in the inner half and then, you know, going down and away with the slider has been really, really effective. I think the big thing for me is just staying on attack mode with them rather than allowing them to be into the count where I have to feed them fastballs in the heart of the zone.
Now, you started the year in AAA with El Paso, then joined the Missions. What do you feel like you learned in that little start of the season that you've wanted to bring down here and improve upon?
Yeah, beginning of the season, I wasn't moving super well. Tried to make some adjustments in spring training to some things delivery-wise, and was really, you know, struggling with some command things. And I think coming down here and getting with Jeff and the coaching staff and kind of just really honing some things in with removing the pressure of having to get AAA and big league hitters out, I think has been able to help me get into a groove, find some confidence. You know, Jeff has been fantastic and kind of simplifying the game for me. So I think if you ask the pitching staff as a whole, they would all tell you the same thing. He simplifies the game, removes as many variables as possible, and makes it easy to perform.
Now, your career started with the Braves, then you went with the Tigers for a little bit before landing with the Padres. How would you describe your journey in your career so far?
It's been a blessing, man. You know, there's times where you get frustrated, and you know, as I've gotten older, I've been able to step back and realize how lucky I am to still be able to play this game. I think a lot of that was free agency for me this past season, not knowing if I was going to be able to throw another pitch professionally. But the last pitch I threw last season was a homer, and I knew that I was better than my last pitch, and was blessed enough to get an opportunity down in winter ball and threw the ball well, and the Padres gave me an opportunity. So I think this year especially has been an eye-opener as to how lucky I am and how blessed I am to be able to still continue to be able to play this game at 29 years old. So it's been awesome. The journey's been incredible. I've learned a lot, met a lot of special people, and, you know, pray that I have many more seasons to come.
Had you ever played winter ball down there before?
I hadn't. It was the greatest baseball experience of my life. It was unbelievable. It was absolutely – the environment, the fans, my teammates it's indescribable. It's one of those things you have to experience as a baseball player to truly understand. It was awesome.
And now you're here in the middle of a playoff race. Yep. Yesterday, the crowd here was electric, over 5,000 on a Tuesday night. How do you feed off of that energy on the mound?
Yeah, you know, the crowd was awesome. It's always great to see fans turn out. I think they know that we're making a playoff push, and they know that they affect the game. I think they affect the game a lot more for the visiting team, obviously. As I've gotten older, I've tried to remove the crowd. I think, you know, again, pitching in the DR really helped. You know, playing against Lise, you know, four or five times in my 4 weeks down there, we were playing in front of 40,000 people. So I think the more you can remove the crowd from the equation, the more focused you'll be on the task at hand. So that's, I think as a whole, our team has done a really, really good job of that, just slowing the game down, playing pitch to pitch, not letting the environment get to them, not letting the high stakes games get to them. It's just been really fun to watch this team over the last 6 or 7 weeks play really, really routine sound baseball.
It's been fun to watch, and we're lucky to be here for it. So thank you so much, Jake Higginbotham, for joining us.
I appreciate it.
Stu, back to you.